Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hopefully tomorrow is a beautiful day weather-wise, not too hot, not too cold. And Jason Roop, the former editor of Style Weekly and the founder of the public relations firm Spring Story, is with us. So for non-political people, what can you do this weekend that will be pleasant and happy with no hard feelings and angst?
That's right. And not a bad day to be outside in the line at Deep Run Park. That's a nice place to be. But yeah, just leave more time to find yourself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Make your way there. So, there are lots of outdoor events happening for Mother's Day, but also we're learning a little bit about what's going to be ahead for the summer to come. And Friday Cheers released its concert lineup this week, and things look really great. That kicks off today. This is not the Friday Cheers where you can just, you know, head out of work and run over to Browns Island. This is the Friday Cheers where you need to get tickets ahead of time and plan. You know, we're in those post-COVID days, transitional days, where we're going to have these pods. Areas on the island have been blocked off, and you'll get one of those pods, and you can enjoy the outdoor concert.
Okay, so this Friday Cheers is on Browns Island.
It is. They all are. And, you know, it starts with Chris Jacobs bands and the Doa Eyes. But a lot of people might recognize the one May 21st, especially if you went to college around my era in the mid-90s. The May 21st is Agents of Good Roots. They used to tour with the Dave Matthews Band, and a lot of people know them. There's also a kind of a local favorite coming up on June 4th, No BS Brass. So anyway, great music there. And then we learned also about some of the other things that are coming. There are concerts all over the place, John. Suddenly we have this opening. And I know one of your audience's favorites, probably Bruce Hornsby. I found out he's going to be here on June 17th, also on Browns Island, not with Friday Cheers, because that'll be wrapping up. But there's the Broadberry is putting on a series of concerts this spring and summer, and that'll be there.
But it's probably limited tickets, right? I mean, how many people can they hold if they're doing it by pods?
Gosh, I'm not sure. I'm going to say we just don't know, because we heard the governor's limits were clearing up in June, so maybe these will be changed as we go through the summer. You'll have more opportunity. But there is a big Mother's Day weekend celebration at Lewis Ginter. That's probably going to be one of those popular places for people to go, or a headache, depending on how you look at it. if you don't get there early enough and plan ahead, you do need advance online tickets. But they have some special things planned on Saturday and Sunday if you want to get out and enjoy something different, see the blooms. They'll have food available there. Some moms might enjoy that. And there's also, we're getting back to these farmers markets that people really enjoy around town. There's one that's been moved from, a lot of people know Forest Hill Park. It's moved from there to Bryan Park, and it's now called RVA Big Market. That'll be tomorrow, 8 a.m. to noon. And this is also a good way to support local businesses. You know, we're all looking to help those people that have been hurting in the last year, and this is a good way to do that. Get outside.
Well, that sounds nice.
Yeah. There's also another market that I haven't been to yet, but the Diamond opened this up as it was looking for things to add to its plate. The pop-up market on Saturdays at the Diamond.
I drove by. It had a pretty good crowd from what I saw the day that I drove by it.
Yeah, and this is less of the fruits and vegetables, and more of arts and crafts. So we're talking about local businesses and artisans that bring their stuff out, and they have rotating vendors. This will be kind of wrapping up, I think, in May. So this is your last chance to check that out. And if you go on the website, rivercityfestivals.com, they have a lineup of which, you know, which vendors are going to be there. So you can take a look ahead. And there are a lot of places you may not have even known about that are local, just people putting together really great products that they're interested in and trying to do their best to make a business out of it.
Well, that is good. It's not all politics. There's a way to enjoy life, even with the oppressive bans of the governor. So sometimes I need people to remind me of that. And you
definitely, it's a, there's a huge lineup. And I will say Richmond Times-Dispatch has put a nice concert list together. They've kind of just put compiled everything. And when you look at the list of names from Lynyrd Skynyrd to the Commodores, Brad Paisley, Indigo Girls, I mean, you, Bruce Hornsby, like I said, all these artists coming to Richmond, it is something to be happy about, be hopeful for.
Yeah. Well, compared to last summer, that's certainly true. I'm still waiting to find out if the pool's going to open in my neighborhood or not. Since I paid so much money for it for the last 2 years, it better open. It better open on Memorial Day, I'll tell you that.
Mine is open, John, so hopefully it'll be. And I have seen ads for lifeguards around town at different community pools, so I think things might be starting to get back.
That's their next excuse not to do it, because they can't find anybody to be a lifeguard, right? real quick before we go, I know you're not the editor at Style Weekly anymore, but their Best of Richmond contest has started. And, you know, Jeff and I, this is in Style, in the Times Dispatch, Jeff and I aren't competing against each other. But in Style, it's, you know, head to head, who's going to be the best radio show? So when does, do you know when that contest ends? Because I got to up my game. I mean, Jeff is all over the place trying to win this thing this year.
Well, you know, he's very competitive, John, and I know you are too. I'll give you a little in here.
Today
is the last day to vote in another magazine's contest, where there is a category for most engaging radio personality.
Oh no!
Or
wait a
team.
Minute. What is this?
This is Richmond Magazine, and they have a best and worst. Yeah.
So hold on. How did I miss this?
I don't know, because
Richmond
there are so
magazine.
Many.
You're kidding me.
No. If you go there, you'll find the best and worst. There's go to the main website. There's scroll down, and you'll see a little square ad there. It's a survey. Now, people need to enter at least 10 categories for the survey to count, but it's pretty simple. There are other ways to weigh in on your favorites. Go there. Today's the last day. And get your listeners to vote for you and in that category if they feel so inclined.
Yeah.
And then so I would say that's the priority today.
Well, you are
because
right.
That
Look
deadline
at that.
Is now.
Okay,
yeah.
So that and one's coming up. That one's today. Doggone it.
That one's today
that?
And then get that up on your Facebook. And then the next one is going to be the Times Dispatch. They're in the middle of nominations for their RTD the best. So they have a process where they narrow down nominations into, I think, the top five in various categories. And media is in there. And then they'll have another round of voting where you have to, you know.
What do I got to do? Hire a full-time person to try to keep track of all this stuff?
You do. That's what I do for some clients. And then, then the last one, the last deadline will be Styles. So I think you can, if you worry about Richmond Magazine today and then come back to Style later, you'll be okay. But Styles
and hopefully Jeff is not listening to the segment so that he isn't aware of the Richmond Magazine thing. Not that I don't play dirty, but.
Hey, fair is fair. He's going to get on this afternoon and do his own peek.
You're right.
But I'm looking on the Style website right now, and the Best of Richmond voting, I'm looking for the deadline real quick, but I want to say it's, you have till June 15th on that one. So, you know, you can set that aside for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Got to win them one by one. It's like presidential primaries. You got to win. You know, you got to keep them in order and hit them.
Knock them down. I know. I mean, you have a title to uphold in the people and places section, but they have both. They have both best local radio station category and best local radio show.
Yeah,
so people can that's what you do. You know, that's where you can bring people together instead of, you know, you and Jeff can both push for the best station award.
Jason Roop, the former editor of Style Weekly and the public relations firm Spring Story. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Good luck, John.